India's own pilgrimage. Here are some of the Hindus who have made religious history. Date unknown, Vyasa, who is said to have compiled and arranged the Vedas. Probably there was more than one person of this name, for tradition says he also wrote the Brahma Sutras, the Mahabharata, and all the Puranas, and that would make him the greatest writer of all time. Date unknown, Manu, patriarch and first king of the Hindu race, who fixed the rules of Dharma for social and religious life. The codes of Manu influence all Hindu law, even today. What Manu says is medicine, according to one of the ancient books. About 600 BC, Mahavir, a leader of the Jains, an ascetic sect famous for adhering to nonviolence. 566 BC, Gautama, who became the Buddha. Born a prince, he renounced everything to find the secret of suffering. Getting enlightenment, he preached the teachings which became the religion of Buddhism. He organized monasticism. 788 AC. Shankara, a brilliant young monk who wrote commentaries on the important scriptures, founded 10 orders of monks and made all philosophers think more carefully. 500-800 AC. The Alwars, a succession of Tamil saints remarkable for their holy lives and exquisite devotional songs and poems. 1017 to 1137 AC. Ramanuja, brilliant in mind and great in heart, interpreted the ancient Vedic wisdom in terms of the love of God and surrender to Him. He championed Hindu doctrine against Jain and Buddhist opponents. His followers, worship of Vishnu, form a sect which is widespread in his native South India. 1469 AC. Nanak, saintly prophet of the Punjab, who wished to harmonize Hinduism and Islam, but instead became the first of the 10 gurus of Sikhism, a new sect. 1485 AC. Sri Chaitanya, an outstanding exemplar of devotion, ecstatically dancing and singing God's name. It is from his spiritual line that the Hare Krishna movement is descended. 1627 AC. Shivaji, an inspired king who fought to preserve Hindu institutions from destruction by the Mughal conquerors. 1774 to 1833 AC. Ram Mohan Roy. It can be said that India's modern age was pioneered by this remarkable aristocrat who knew 8 languages and all the Hindu tradition. With all his heart, he worked to bring in modern education, to raise the condition of women, and to purify religious customs and beliefs. His tomb is in England, at Bristol. 1836 AC to 1886, Sri Ramakrishna, who wept for God until he saw him. Following one faith after another, he found the same God at the end of each, and taught that everyone who practices any religion sincerely will attain truth. 1865 AC to 1901, Swami Vivekananda, his disciple, who revived the spirit of social service and taught Hindus to have faith in themselves. He was the first to bring Hindu religion to the West. 1869 to 1948 AC, Mahatma Gandhi, father of the nation, who was the chief force in ending British rule over India. He used his spiritual power in solving social and political problems, and he worked tirelessly for the untouchables. He made famous the method of nonviolence.